Hi, everybody. Nick Weber here again with another episode of Agronomy on the Go. And today we're talking with Brad Miller, who's a technical agronomist for the DeKalb and Asgrow brand in Ohio. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. Today we want to talk with you about a disease that's important for a lot of the corn growing region, but in particular in Ohio. One that's come up last couple of years or so is gibberella ear rot and some of the mycotoxins, vomitoxins, various toxins that can be associated with that disease. It's certainly important for corn farmers from a management perspective, but certainly has an impact on the livestock industry as well from the feed side. So I want to talk to you today about that and kind of get your insights and perspective and what you've seen from the state of Ohio. So let's dive right in and just tell us, what is gibberella ear rot, how it forms, environmental conditions, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, Nick, thanks for having me on. So yeah, you're exactly right. Gibberella ear rot and resulting DON vomitoxins are a great concern, especially in Ohio. As we move across northern Ohio, there are a lot of hog producers, and DON vomitoxin can have a very negative impact on that livestock. So, but you know, Nick, the good news is that this disease and vomitoxins, you know, they can be managed.
That's good. Tell us a little bit how they can be managed.
Yeah, so, you know, the first thing is hybrid selection. So it's important to understand that no product has complete resistance to gibberella ear rot, and that's industry-wide for the seed industry. Each seed company, including DeKalb, we can make recommendations on products that have greater tolerance to gibberella ear rot. So, you know, if this is a disease that's important to you on your farm, we want to talk with you, check in with your DeKalb dealer, and we would like to make good recommendations.
Back to gibberella, tell us a little bit about the disease itself, how it forms, conditions, favorability of the conditions for it, and why people need to keep an eye out for it.
As with all diseases, gibberella ear rot as well requires three different conditions to occur. So you think back to your disease triangle, right? So the disease triangle, there's three different conditions that need to be met. First off, the pathogen must be present in the field. Gibberella ear rot overwinters on corn residue, so presence is important. You have to have a susceptible host, so a product, a hybrid maybe that has less tolerance to gibberella ear rot is more conducive for infection. And then also you have to have the right environmental conditions. So all three of those things need to all come together to see the disease. And that's true with any disease. So gibberella ear rot in particular is caused by a fungus, which is gibberella zeae. It's actually the same pathogen that causes head scab in wheat. As I mentioned, gibberella ear rot overwinters in corn and wheat residue. And how it infects the ear is those spores actually enter the kernel through the silk tube channel. So when those silks are still yellow or green before they brown, the plant is susceptible for disease infection. And the type of environment you have to have is cool, wet conditions, both during and after silking. Those type of conditions really favor the development of gibberella ear rot. You can also have gibberella stalk rot, which infects the plant through the green tissue, the leaf sheaths, and the stalk. And what happens there is with any stalk rot disease, the plant can become more susceptible for lodging later in the season.
Interesting. So when you say it's a fungus that happens around pollination time, are there fungicides an option from a management perspective?
Yeah, there are a couple fungicides that are labeled for suppression of gibberella ear rot and DON vomitoxin. So the two that Bayer offers include Proline and Dalaro. Prothioconazole is the active ingredient in Proline and is also found in Dalaro fungicide. And the key to suppressing gibberella ear rot and DON vomitoxin in corn with these fungicides is to make the application when you have green or yellow silks, which is only about a week to 10-day window to get that fungicide on before the silks brown. So as I mentioned earlier, that gibberella ear rot infection travels into the ear through the silk tube channel. And if we get that fungicide application on there, we can help control that disease. Something interesting, Nick, is with the environmental conditions that this disease favors is also the type of environment we want to see for high yielding corn. So when we have cool, moist weather during pollination and after, that's really a high yield scenario, and that really favors the development of the disease.
Oh, interesting. Wow. So management practices, talked about fungicides, talked about the disease triangle. From the DeKalb portfolio perspective, What is it that you guys talk about, look at throughout the season to kind of understand a little bit more about the disease and potentially some of the products in the portfolio that might help farmers in Ohio?
Yeah, Nick. So every year across Ohio, we have multiple number of corn plots that we evaluate as agronomists. These plots typically represent the entire lineup that we're selling in Ohio. So we walk these plots throughout the season, and during pollination and after, one of the things I'm looking for in particular, as we consider Northern Ohio, is Gibberella ear rot tolerance. So we have a good evaluation of our products, which ones have higher tolerance and which ones tend to have lower tolerance to Gibberella ear rot. And that way we can make the best recommendation for the guys that are really concerned about Gibberella.
And then the topic, the disease is an important one, like you mentioned, for Ohio. And I guess so much so that the university, Ohio State University, recently had a research trial on the disease.
So in 2023, Ohio State University conducted three different field trials in Ohio. And two of those three locations, they artificially infested the corn with Gibberella ear rot. And the whole intent of the study was to try to demonstrate that there are varying levels of tolerance among hybrids for Gibberella ear rot. This study was funded by the Ohio Corn and Meat Growers Association, and Ohio State invited seed companies in Ohio to enter their products in the trial. And there were over 80 different hybrids entered in these research trials. DeKalb also participated. We entered four different products, two of which we felt we had products that had good tolerance to Gibberella ear rot. And then the other two products were products that we've seen below average tolerance to Gibberella ear rot. Ohio State's data validated and confirmed what we think we've been seeing in our field trials. So that made me feel really good that the ratings that we've been taking in our plots across Ohio reflected what Ohio State's research demonstrated. So it makes me feel better because we can make really good recommendations to farmers in Ohio that have Gibberella ear rot as one of their top concerns.
So Ohio State study is very good research for the farmer in the state. What are some of your takeaways from that and learnings that you guys can take to farmers in the state of Ohio, Brad?
Nick, a few of my takeaways are, number one, the research demonstrated that there is no hybrid that is completely resistant to Gibberella ear rot. That's industry-wide. And within the DeKalb lineup, we know we have products that have very good tolerance to Gibberella ear rot, and we can make some very good recommendations for your farm if that is your primary concern. You know, yield is important. It's one of the most important things that we are after as far as corn production goes on a farm. So, you know, it's important to select the right product for your that fits your acres as far as soil type, drainage, disease tolerance, et cetera. And, you know, it's important to talk with your DeKalb agronomist or your DeKalb dealer and get the right recommendation for your farm.
Really great stuff, Brad, to learn about Gibberella and some things in the DeKalb portfolio there. What should growers do if they see something throughout the season or they want to learn more about Gibberella?
Yeah, so if you'd like to learn more about Gibberella ear rot and products that have very good tolerance, definitely talk with your DeKalb dealer or they could even reach out to me, Nick. As a technical agronomist, I'd be happy to have any conversations about that. And, you know, just thinking about the research that's going on, I think it's a great thing that Ohio State is doing to help us all understand our products a little bit better.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Agronomy on the Go from Bayer Crop Science.